Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad, and it's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God, and this is our hour of power prayer. My name is Apostle Anthony Horsley, and we'll be getting started today. Hallelujah, today. It's a wonderful Thursday morning. Hallelujah, God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. I believe Pastor sung this song the other day. It's still on my heart. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's a wonderful Thursday morning. But take a seat, the wife, and see if she was going to do the scripture of the week for me. Has she been tired? Is she there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Praise the
All
Lord.
Right.
Good morning. Praise
Good
the Lord.
Morning.
God be the glory.
Good
Praise
together.
God.
We're ready for the scripture of the week.
Okay.
And we'll continue
yes.
this hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, good morning, everyone, and praise the Lord. We thank you, Elder Horsley, for that beautiful singing, praise the Lord. And we do thank God for all that he's doing on this morning. We do honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also, we do honor our blessed visionary, Pastor Darlene Bundage. We also like to honor Pastor Scholastica, Elder Horsley, and all the clergy and all the beautiful saints of the Most High God that's gathered on this prayer line. I'll be reading from you, reading our scripture of the week, but I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
1 Timothy chapter 2. Mm-hmm. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. It says, first of all, then, I urge that petitions, specific requests, prayers, intercessions, prayer for others, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in positions of high authority, so that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. Praise God, praise God. What powerful verses of scriptures, and we do thank our dear Pastor Bundage for how God uses her to give us scriptures that are necessary, especially in times like these, that we must hold on to, we must meditate over, and we must execute them by being doers of this great word. Praise God. First of all, we know that the theme of these two verses is dealing with prayer. And I just want to review with y'all, because I know you all know these things. We know most of you all are Bible scholars here, but it was just good for us to get these things in our spirits and get reminded that there are prerequisites to prayer. We can't come to God. Let me just say this, and I know you all can be a witness. We cannot come to God just any kind of way, but we have to come to the Lord reverently and full of faith, and we want to come with pure hearts before the Lord. Praise God. It's so important that we pray, hallelujah, reverently before God, recognizing that God knows all things. He's an omniscient God. He knows everything. And so we can't pray over unconfessed sins. In other words, we have to make sure that there are no hindrances, you all, to our prayers. Sometimes the hindrances can come through lack of faith. The Word of God says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when we come to him, we have to come knowing that he is God, hallelujah, and he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. So we want to make sure we are approaching prayer in the right attitude. We want to make sure we're full of faith, not full of fear, because if you're being fearful and doubtful, then your prayers will go nowhere. We must come in faith, saints. We must come with a pure heart. Jesus says only the pure in heart shall see God. David was a great man of God. Not to say that he did everything right. We know David made many mistakes. But one thing was really great about David is he knew how to approach God. He knew how to repent. Hallelujah. David himself said that God will not despise him that comes to God with a contrite heart and a broken spirit. We have to confess our sins before God. We have to allow the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to take control of our hearts and minds when we pray, and pray truthfully before the Lord. You know, we want to pray with an honest heart, confessing our sins before God. If we know we have sinned against our neighbor, before we pray to God, the Word tells us to go to our neighbor and get the situation straight before you approach God in prayer. So what I'm saying is, saints, we want to be effective believers in Christ. And in order for us to intercede for anyone, for us to either intercede on our behalf or pray for ourselves, we have to make sure we come in the right spirit. We have to ask God to forgive us. Lord, forgive me. I know in the mornings before I pray for others, I make sure that the line of my communication is fluid between me and God. Hallelujah. I ask God to forgive me of sins known as well as unknown. Sometimes we are doing things and we think it's right, but it's wrong, and we need to admit that to the Lord and ask God to shine his light from the lighthouse on us and to convict us of what is wrong, to show us what we are doing wrong that's blocking. Many times our prayers are hindered or blocked because we are not approaching God in truth and in spirit. It's so important that we do this, saints. Prayer is so important. We know that prayer is our very lifeline. Praise the Lord to the Lord Jesus Christ, and for us to live an effective life, a meaningful life, because it's important that our prayers be truly received by God. Praise the Lord. Luke 18:1 says that men ought always to pray and faint not. James says that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to the Lord. So it's so important, saints of God, that we come to God, that we approach the throne of grace in the right spirit, in the right attitude. Praise the Lord. Because we are living in the last days, and I'm telling you, Elder Horsley's phone be ringing off the hook, my phone, others' phones. I know your phone. People are praying, are calling us for prayer. So we want to make sure that we are chosen vessels, doing the right thing and having the right attitude when we intercede on behalf of our sisters and brothers, on behalf of our children and others. It's so important that we come to God in the way that he asks us to do, but not just giving God any old kind of thing. We serve a holy God, and God wants us to be a holy people. Praise God. I like what Timothy says here. Praise the Lord. He said, first of all, I urge that petitions, meaning specific requests and prayers, intercessions and prayers for others, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all people. We are to, when we pray, we ought to give God thanks for the good that he has done in the lives of ourselves and others, thanking God for sustaining our lives, thanking God for being so good to us down through the years, thanking God daily for his grace and mercy for us as well as for those we are praying for. Because truly, even when I was in my sins, God was good to me, and I thank God for allowing me to come into the truth of the gospel. But I'm telling you, somebody was praying for me. My mother was praying. My grandmother was praying. Others were praying for me while I was out there in the world doing my thing, doing what I thought was right. But I'm so glad that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So here is so important that we intercede for others, knowing that we were not always saved ourselves, that someone was praying for us. And so we must do the same for those in our families, for those in our communities, for those in our churches, for those that we come into contact with, we ought to have the same attitude that God has about souls. You know, Jesus says, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's very important that we have an attitude of caring for the souls, caring for the lives of others, even as Christ, hallelujah, gave himself for us, and how God brought us out, praise the Lord. He brought us out of that miry clay and planted our feet on a rock to stay. And now he has established our goings. So now it is our duty as saints of the Most High God to be our brothers and sisters keepers. Praise the Lord. We're going to keep on praying for kings. And also he goes and say now the category of kings, those in authority. Every day we ought to be praying for President Biden. Every day we ought to be praying for other presidents and other nations, kings in other nations, so that we can live a peaceable life. It's so important, saints, because we know the enemy is about doing what he's doing, you know. But I don't like to brag about what the enemy is doing. I like to brag about the authority and the power that God has placed into our hands. So I feel if we can make up the hedge and pray and praise the Lord, worship God, give God what he wants, hallelujah, the devil got to back off. Praise the Lord. So he says in verse 2, he said, pray for kings and all who are in positions of high authority so that we may live a peaceable life, you all, quiet in all godliness and dignity. And verse 3, I know this is not part of it, but I think it's so important. This kind of praying is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of our Savior, who we know is Jesus Christ, who desires all people. Listen to this. He desires that all people, this is verse 4, he desires that all people be saved and come to the knowledge and recognition of his divine truth. It's so important that we pray for the soul salvation of our children, of our neighbors, of our coworkers, of those that we come into contact, even those that we do not come into contact. We ought to be praying that souls be saved everywhere, y'all, for the glory and the honor of God. We need to be praying for our president and all those who's in authority, even in our government. We need to be praying for our senators, you all. We need to be praying for the House of Representatives, praying for our congressmen and women every day, that godly legislation would be done here in the United States, praying that certain ungodly laws, because we know in our land it's so shameful that it's legal now for a woman to marry a woman. It's legal now for a man to marry a man. So that means we still got work to do, y'all. We got to pray that some of these laws be overturned in the name of Jesus. God can do it. Even with these abortion laws. These abortion laws, praise the Lord, these things need to be stopped, praise God. We should not be condoning the murder of babies. Conception, at the time of conception, is life. Some are saying that they can have the abortion up to 2-3 months. We are killing babies. We are killing dreams. We are killing the word of God. And God is not pleased. God is not pleased when we are walking in opposition to the word of God. We ought to be killing the enemy, killing what he's saying. Hallelujah. We know the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life. Jesus comes to give us life. So why would we want to uphold that which is against the word of God? Saints of God, let's pray. Hallelujah. Truly pray that people be saved, number one, like never before. Let's pray that people will be delivered from all type of addictions, alcoholism, drug addiction. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus over the individuals. Even if they're in our family, we're going to plead the blood against these things. And we're going to pray that they come into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that they would give their lives over completely to the Lord, and they would be servants of the Lord wholeheartedly. So we're going to continue to pray for soul salvation. We're going to continue to pray that people come into a saving knowledge of God. Not only that, but we're going to pray that they be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lives in Christ Jesus are much more effective in the fact that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we got to pray for others that they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray for those who are sick and afflicted in their body. Pray for those in the hospitals. According to Isaiah 53:5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We've got to pray the promises of God. That's what I want to say, because I've heard Pastor Bundy say it over and over again, and others. Pastor Squilaska, we got to pray, and Elder Wilson, pray the word of God. In situations, what we do, if it's a problem with, we need a job, financial blessing, we have to look up the scripture that aligns itself with what God says. God says in Philippians, I believe it's 4:19, my God, you pray, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Dealing with the healing, we're going to claim Isaiah 53:5, and 2 Peter, I believe it's 2:24, that says it's by his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. So either way you say it, God, we got to confess our healing and know that God will heal us when we pray in faith, when we pray his word in faith, believing with our whole heart that our God is able to do what his word says. His word tells us that his word will never return void, y'all, but it shall accomplish that which it has been sent out to do. It's so important, saints, that we believe when we pray. Hallelujah. Jesus himself said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Believe you receive when you pray, saints of God. Hallelujah. We got to learn to remember that we must walk by faith and not by sight. We must call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. When you're wanting unity in a marriage, when you're wanting unity between you and your children or you and family members, we got to remember Jesus prayed a beautiful prayer. When y'all get a chance, read the entire St. John 17. It's a powerful prayer. But I love the portion there where Jesus asked the Father. He said, Father, make them one, even as we are one. Do you know it breaks the heart of God when families are in disarray? Do you know it makes the heart of God weak when husbands are against wives, wives against husbands? So mothers against daughters and fathers against sons and so on and so forth. It's so important, saints, that we pray for family salvation. Let's pray that the love, joy, and peace of Jesus be in the homes, that people in homes will be saved, the mothers and fathers give their lives over to Jesus, because that's the only way the families can survive. In such a time as this, people must desire God. So we are going to pray with all our heart in fervency and in urgency that men and women, families everywhere, be saved to the glory and to the honor of God. It's so important that we be concerned about the things that God is concerned with, because we are his children, and we have this DNA, y'all. So, you know, we serve a holy God. We are holy people. We got to have the same godly desires as our Heavenly Father has. Hallelujah. It's so important, saints of God, that we be obedient above all else to the word of God, because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we should pray for nations and presidents that they be saved. We got to pray that some way, somehow, that they would be witnessed to. We need to pray that the saints of God here and everywhere would gain a better sense of boldness, a higher sense, I should say, of boldness in witnessing to those that we meet every day. If everybody do their fair share, whatever state you're living in, be effective in that state and make sure in your sphere of influence that you are praying for those there as well as everywhere. It's so important that we decree, declare the word, and it shall be established. We have the power to bind the works of the devil in homes and pray that God would loose his spirit of salvation, of love, joy, and peace in the homes of our neighbors, our loved ones, family and friends, people far and near. Let's lift up Jerusalem. Let's pray that more Jews come on the Lord's side. There are many Jews that have come on the Lord's side, y'all. So we want to pray for everyone, hallelujah, and everything, because God is able. He will hear our prayer, especially when we are praying according to his word. May God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Elder Horsey, would you like to continue?
Thank you for it. I believe, yes. You know, it's 47, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
It says, pray that welfare be accomplished,
yes.
You know.
That's
prayer
right.
is a very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important time, and it's time for prayer. Things are opening up. Things are breaking open, you know. We have. I want to thank everybody for their prayers. They changed my job. They gave me another route that's not so stressful. So it probably take another week or two for the body gets back lined up where it needs to be. But they did change, and I thank you for your prayers.
Yeah.
And God is blessing. We was working on trying to start a little business of our own. It was a evangelist Natel, Shonda's her name, and things are opening up, and she hired the first person out to work for her. And you know what we learned in that was between prayer and with as much counsel, wisdom, and we thank God for that. We're gonna be able to open up the lines and get your name and get your prayer requests and get the testimonies and everything. I just have a short thing. I hope it don't take no more than 2 minutes. That I was confronted with between the weekend. Sometimes people call all the time for prayer, and we were praying a long time. And this particular situation, we've been praying a long time about it. You know, sometimes family members, and my daughter, God bless her, she calls me up and she has this situation about the family and want to know why it wasn't united. And I was telling her, you know, I told her that God moves in his own timing when it comes time to prayer. And she was talking and to me and coming like I could cause God to move faster by fasting and praying. And I got to the point where I didn't know what to tell her about the prayer and why God didn't answer. I said, but, you know, I thought about Abraham, prayed about some things, and he prayed, and he had the promise to go into the land of promise. But he died not seeing the promise. He didn't put one foot breath into the promised land. But she figured that God should have answered by now. And so while I was waiting, that's what I love about being in this hour of power prayer. It gives you strength to go on, and you learn how to wait on God. And she got to the point where I didn't answer her. But then what God gave me a lot of times when it comes to family and family prayer, it was like the Galatians, I believe that Paul, he gives a declaration there about his apostle, about the world of God the Father, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he goes on and he begins to speak to the Galatian. And he said he was surprised, I believe I'm right, where he says, how soon they departed from the faith. And what it was concerning was sometimes people see the power of God. They see the manifestation of God's power in prayer. And I was wondering why, to myself, why was it taking God, you know, these thoughts come to mind. Why is it taking so long for this situation to come? So we got told her the other day, I said, well, this situation about the family and the closeness, I said, it is time. And so to her, that meant that, you know, right there, right now. And what it was, to make the long story short, was that God revealed something to me about how people see God workmen. They see the workmanship of his hand in the most difficult places. And they've seen the power of God heal, deliver. They've seen God set free, work miracles. He healed people of the COVID. They came out, they were on the ventilator. They didn't have much sense. They were sick until they didn't know what to do. They couldn't pick themselves up and carry themselves across the room. And they've seen the power of God. What I'm driving at is that I couldn't figure out what it was until we talked about this. She mentioned a person by the name of Angel. I know nobody won't know him because this person has a spirit of divination and soothsaying. And that was it. And I got so upset. I got so upset with them. I said, well, I don't have time because it'll take time to talk about this. I said, I'll get back to you on to the weekend. But the gist for us that are here on the prayer line, they were coming for prayer, and then they also want to go to the soothsayer and give them money or whatever it is for them to tell them what's going to happen. It's a form of greed. And then what came to mind was that Saul lost his life because God said to suffer a witch not to live, and that the soothsayers be ran out, you know. But he went and he called, found a soothsayer, had him call up Samuel, and he was wrong. So the lady said, you fooled me. And she saw angels coming up out of the grave when you pray, because prayer does things. And when she saw this, so when he described it with Samuel, and then he said, why did you do this thing, go against the ordinance of God? And he said, see, because you went against the ordinance of God, if tomorrow you will be like me, a dead person. That's how Saul lost his life in that battle. But what God was saying was, and what the Galatian writer said, is that you see the miracles of God, and some people are going to Miss Lisa or whoever it is and having their palms read. And I had to tell this story here, and then we're going to get the prayer request to go on, is that when I first got saved, I was in New York. I went to 42nd Street. I didn't know no better, and this lady was reading palm, Miss Lisa. They have different names, but. And after I went there, I gave her the $5, and she told me this, that, the other, some stuff. But as soon as I left out, then I walked outside, I got real sick. I got real sick. I fell up against the building. And the Spirit of the Lord said, spoke to me, he said, stay right here, just wait a minute. So he did. And then in a few minutes, I started feeling better. He said, don't ever go back there again. He said, what they do with that spirit is they tell you something basically, get your attention, get your money. But what happens is it generates into the power of darkness. So the reason why, when I talked to her this weekend, that it's taken so long for to get deliverance is because they have their hand in two places. They want to receive the blessings of God, and then they also messing with the soothsayer. When these people get your spirit, and what happened was I got sick, the Lord said, see, I trapped your spirit. and then she was going to have you come back and come back. But after you do this for so many years, these people have a devastating effect in your life. And so now you're praying, believing God for a miracle. You're fasting and you're praying, and sometimes you don't see the results. You have to check out what's going on in their life. You have to see if anybody's dabbling in witchcraft, in the powers of darkness. What happened was that after Saul heard that he was going to die the next day, so he got so weak, his spirit just left him. He fell out. But they nursed him back to life because it was, they would have killed her if they come looking for the king and found out that she was a witch there. So a lot of times when you're praying, check people out. Make sure that they're not dabbling with the unfruitful works of darkness, hindering, working you to death, asking you to pray. Pray, pray, pray. It didn't change it. It didn't move you. When things doesn't move, and I'm not saying this is in every case, but if it didn't move in this particular case, this been years that she comes to my daughter. Oh, she just want to read you the riot act, you know. And so I got an answer. I said, you know what it is? You tell them that they've seen the power of God work, and God had worked miracles because of the prayer, healing and deliverance, and now they're going to, you know, now they're going to turn back. And that's what Paul said in the Galatians, who bewitch you that you should turn away from the truth? So with that, I'm going to stop there because of the time, because me and the wife get on Thursday morning, Abel, Shatan, Akai, you'll see it. And the doggone, and the time just seemed to go real fast, because it's needful in times like this that when you pray, you want to see the results. We have a pretty good success that God has given us a very unique platform here on this hour of power prayer that it came this week because I was upset about it. And I see how, Stevens, how he just preached himself right in the glory, because when you come up against the adversary and when he comes challenging you, he went through this about the genealogy, how Christ came and what they did, that they came upon him, because when he got so far in the spirit, they looked upon him like he was an angel. They got him, and he cast him out of the temple, and they said their feet was, their garments were laying at the feet of Paul. And Paul got convicted by seeing the power of God there. And that's what we have to do, because a lot of times prayers don't get answered. You have to make sure that people want the prayer and that they are standing on the word of God and the promise of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. You probably couldn't hear me. This thing was up on the top of my head. But I was trying to explain how some people will be come to you for prayer, and then they'll go to the soothsayer and see Miss Lisa and put their money in their palm there. Probably don't want to send too much to the prayer line or help the ministry or the church or tithes and stuff, but they'll go there because they want to know. And that's how Saul lost his life. Hallelujah to God. So with that, then, we're going to go back to open up the prayer line and get your name, your prayer requests, your testimonies. And at this time, we'll pray some more. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B. And thank God for everybody this morning. And our sister, Evangelist Lynn, we appreciate that word that you brought. We need to have the right spirit before we come to the Lord, and when we do, we know that God will bless even the more. You know, he has no respect of and he can do anything but fail. So I just appreciate that word, and Apostle Horster too, what you shared about not having, being double-minded in a way, what you just said.
That means, good way to
reminds,
put it,
yeah, it reminds me of being double-minded.
Right.
That's put there. And so this morning, I do want us to pray for my sister, Yolanda. She will be traveling to California to take care of some business. So pray safe travel and that everything will work out when she gets to California. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the prayer that they have changing the job. This job is a little bit easier. It's a little bit more taxing, but it's not going to as far. And I believe I'll be refreshing a week or so. And we'll be back at that. So if you haven't given, had a chance, you could give your name at this time and state your prayer request. If you have something you need to share, a testimony, the line is open at this time.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm requesting prayer for my legs and my hands.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys.
and I'm requesting continual prayer for my family. And just because things are looking up, we still have to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. And for me, for my strength to be able to keep up with things. And also for my my niece, LaTanya Hall, Malicia Hall, Eddie Hollis, they're making transition into their new house today. And they have left here, and they're in Jackson, Georgia. And so that God just show them favor where they are. And thank you.
Good morning,
Amen.
This is Yvonne. This is Yvonne. I'm traveling to Atlanta, Dan, back today. So I pray that I have a safe trip, Dan, back.
Amen. We believe God for you to have the safe trip. Hallelujah, God. Amen. That's another.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Ms. Teresa.
Good morning.
Good to hear the salutation of your voice.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. It's Celestica.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Hold on 1 minute. Let Pastor Scalactica finish with Ms. Glenda. Hold on. Yes, Pastor Scalactica. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank
Continue.
You. I'm listening, and I thank God for the word today. It really blessed my soul, and that prayer do change things, indeed. And my prayer request is, over the weekend, my AC gave up, and been having a hard time to locate, a reliable person to come and check it. But I do also praise God that this week it is, nice and cooler, that I don't need the heat, but I know next week the weather will change. So to pray for me to get a reliable person to work on the AC and at a reasonable price or to no price at all. Thank you.
Certainly will. Okay. Okay, the other lady, come back, please. She says her name was Sister Glenda. Yes, hello?
She said her name was Sister Linda.
Oh, Linda, okay.
Glenda. Linda spoke first, and then Sister Glenda said good morning to everybody. So there's a Linda and a Glenda.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Okay,
good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm requesting prayer for my family. I thank God for the word this morning. So blessed, and always good to hear the word of God letting us know where we ought to be when we pray. So, and what to pray for. So I'm just so blessed from hearing that word and the testimony.
Amen.
God bless each of you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. We have anyone else? Prayer request.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Lois. And thank you for the word today, and I'm listening.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sheila.
Sheila.
I just need y'all to pray for my strength in the Lord. I've been, since the weather changed, my body, gets kind of tight. So I've been, walking since the 11th, and I just think I'll pray my strength in the Lord. And it's just so much, good things that's going on. And I just, like I said, my main thing is just pray my strength in the Lord that I could continue on doing His will. Thank you.
We certainly will. Hallelujah. Believe that you're getting stronger right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we have another. Hallelujah, God. Go, Satanaka, you'll see you, God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Joy.
Yes, I have another question. My daughter and her husband will be traveling, so Jamila and Ben will be traveling out of the country. So we pray that their vacation is a good one and that while I'm watching the kids, we will have a wonderful time together and I'll take care of them as I should, as their meemaw.
Amen.
You got your hands full now. Lord,
yep. Four of them.
Amen. 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 Lord, thank you, Jesus. How old is Celeste Joy now?
She's 13.
Pastor Darlene. No.
She's 13.
My goodness. Okay, God bless. Well, at least you have some help with the other ones now. Okay. Amen, amen. All right. We have another prayer request. Someone has another prayer request. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. What a wonderful Thursday morning. I tell you, I have joy. Thank you, sweetheart, for helping me out.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Can we keep Sister Roberta? Yes. We'd like to keep Sister Roberta Darius in our prayers for a complete healing. Roberta Darius. She be healed from the C word. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. A lot of people have the C word. We're just praying for it. It seems like it's almost an epidemic in itself, the way that it's going around. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's going so much. Pray for the man yesterday. Had to give him the testimony that God is a healer. Hallelujah,
yeah.
God, and we thank God for it. Well, we're going to praise God, and we have your prayer requests down, and we're almost to the top of the hour, so we're going to put this in the hands of Pastor Darlene, that she would pray us out and do the declaration and everything. I just feel like praising God, and let Pastor Darlene be able to pray a request if she doesn't mind. Hallelujah to God. I'm just excited. Oh, well, she kind of like how see, it's just joy in this hour of power of prayer. And I want to make mention in a few weeks, I'm going to try, it's almost the end of the year, that you would please send in something to help support the ministry here. And Pastor Scholastic had asked that we would try to send blankets over to the people there. It's wintertime there. Summertime, I forget which one she said, but we try to keep that in mind. We want to pray about that, the finances, that we'd be able to do that, because the circle of friends always rise up to the occasion. Hallelujah to God. And we believe in that God's going to answer everyone's prayer. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
At this time,
amen.
I just want to praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to add Miss Betty. She needs a place, an apartment. They're remodeling where she is, and they asked her to move, and she has about 11 days, and she's believing God for a miracle, and she's standing on her faith. I said, well, I'm standing there with you, but you have to move, do something. You have to go look at something, and we just believe in God that it's going to work out fine. Hallelujah, God. We'll put you in the hands of Pastor Darlene, and we praise God for her. We thank you, Pastor Darlene, for all you do. Amen, and the broadcast in your hand, we'll join you and pray however you want us to do. Either you want us to remain silent while you pray, or we could, it's in your hand. Thank you for this time, Pastor Donald. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay.
We got a few minutes. We just, maybe a couple, 2 minutes, let us all pray together. We don't want to go too long. Need to be mindful of the time. Amen. So let's just all come in.
Okay.
Come on in and watch our praying and praying together.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God. Thank you. We praise you right now. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God,
we lift up your holy
name.
Thank you for our family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thousands of dollars into somebody's hands, hundreds of thousands of dollars according to our faith,
it shall be done unto us. I decree that we have on the whole armor of God, and we are blessed, cannot be cursed. In the name of Jesus, I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I decree that our families are blessed, our children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. So I pray this morning that we all keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. And each and every day we will rejoice in the Lord, because as we praise him, he's in the midst of the praises, and the enemy cannot stop what God is doing. The devil is under our feet in the name of Jesus. So I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. I pray this morning that everything that the cankerworm, the primal worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen shall be restored double-fold according to the book of Joel. So we thank you for being here, and I pray that the Lord God of our fathers makes you 1,000 times so many more as you are and blesses you as he has promised you in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. We will continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. He helps us to walk in a sure place and walk upon the mountains, walk upright and work righteousness and seek the truth in our hearts. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. And I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back and love one another as our God wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Come back tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day of the week that we will be together, and we will look forward to what we can give to the Lord and what we will receive as our Pastor Scholastica leads us on tomorrow. Amen. Have a good day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.